This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. Vegetarian burgers look like burgers. I think they taste good if you're looking for mashed up vegetables and beans. But if you're craving a juicy burger, they don't cut it. A lot of people these days want to eat less meat for health reasons or to protect the environment. And reporter Andrew Stelzer says there are new guilt-free options without the meat.
This last few months, there's been quite a buzz in the San Francisco Bay Area about something called the Impossible Burger. Impossible because it tastes like meat, but it's not meat. I don't usually go to trendy, expensive foodie spots, but I had to taste this one for myself. Coxcomb is one of only six restaurants in the country that serves the Impossible Burger. I invited my friend Sarah along for the taste test. A meat-eating Jersey girl, she was kind of skeptical about the whole thing.
It's never going to taste as good as a juicy, juicy burger. I mean, think of all the burgers you've had in your life. Like, some places they grind a nice filet to make the patty meat. Yum.
One of the key ingredients in the burger is something called heme. Heme, like in hemoglobin, in our blood. Heme is a compound containing iron that's in most living plants and animals. It's also what makes meat sizzle and bleed. Impossible Foods derives heme from yeast through fermentation so that its burger sizzles and bleeds too. The theory is that red bloody drip is something meat eaters want. And it seems to be working. Coxcomb's maitre d' Stephen Oliver told me they've served 3,000 burgers since October, and 80% of people who come in for one are carnivores like me.
All right, here it is.
All right. It looks good.
Little onions. I mean, it definitely looks like a burger. Let's see. The taste is pretty legit. I would say it's not as chewy.
There is some kind of red burger juice running down my chin.
All right.
Sarah's review.
Very tasty.
A?
Yeah, I'll give it an A for taste.
I'll give it an A for taste.
Right, your teeth. Super good. What is it?
The burger is made from wheat, potatoes, and coconut oil, which must be why I'm licking my greasy lips. Plants that are higher in saturated fats are more likely to give your mouth a feeling similar to meat. The Impossible Burger is $19 here, including a small salad. That high price probably comes from the costs of engineering high-quality meatless meat. Creating and fine-tuning the burger took 2 years and was funded by almost $200 million from investors like Bill Gates and Google Ventures. Across the San Francisco Bay Bridge at the University of California at Berkeley, there's a classroom filled with students, all of them angling to be the next to break into the rapidly growing plant-based meat industry.
God, I can smell that chicken from over here.
Chef Dave Anderson is this week's guest lecturer. He's passing around two types of chicken strips, one real and another chickenless version made by a company he used to work for called Beyond Meat.
So here's the issue, right? Chicken has chicken flavor, whether it has salt or not, right? But the process that these flavor companies are using to create chicken flavor produces a lot of salt, too. So if you want to amp up the chicken flavor, you're taking a whole bunch of salt with it, too.
The students try both versions.
Like my, and the flavor eraser. Wasn't there. It didn't taste a lot like chicken.
Oh, I love it. I'm really struck by how it peels and how fibrous the mixture is.
At the end of the semester, the students with the best idea for a plant-based meat will get $5,000 and a meeting with venture capitalists. The students include food science, engineering, and business majors like Atisha Lewis.
What I've learned is just it does take a lot of upfront investment to get an extruder and get, you know, a team of scientists together who actually know how to mimic the flavor and the texture of meat.
Chef Anderson, who's spent the last 15 years designing meat alternatives, says much of the work is constantly tweaking a bunch of variables like taste, nutritional value, and cost.
We would have a meeting, oh, it needs more beef flavor, and so I'd crank up the beef flavor, and then the moisture would go to hell, and I would run the cost of it, and it would cost twice as much as it was supposed to. So it was this crazy balancing act.
For the moment, the Impossible Burger is the holy grail of meat substitutes. It's got the taste and the sustainability stats to boot. The Impossible Foods Company says its burger uses a small fraction of the amount of land and water as cows raised for cattle and creates 87% less greenhouse gas emissions. Kenji Lopez-Alt, author of The Food Lab, Better Home Cooking Through Science, says what a lot of scientists are doing right now is trying to find plant proteins that can mimic the texture and qualities of animal proteins.
Meat is muscle, and muscle is designed to stretch and contract and designed to be very tough. And plants, on the other hand, are stationary. And so plant cells are designed to be sort of more like, you can think of them sort of more as like cinder blocks. They're very sturdy, but they're not very stretchy or very pliable.
Lopez-Alt says the fake meat industry is just getting started. He compared it to movie special effects in the 1980s, which were cool back then, but pretty lame compared to the 3D blockbusters we see on the big screen today. So hold on tight. That garden burger is only going to get better. For The Pulse, I'm Andrew Stelzer.